Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today we are profiling a wonderful organization called Sprout. When I was doing research on disability in film and television, that led me to GoSprout.org. Originally, I was intrigued by the fact that they have a traveling film festival, but doing further research, it's much more than a film festival. It's giving people with disabilities confidence and unforgettable memories. To give you more of an insight on Sprout, we have Executive Director Anthony DeSalvo. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm doing rather well, thank you.
Thank you very much for being here and taking time to do this with me. That's a wonderful thing. I have to say that I was so moved by what Sprout is doing. And I was really intrigued by your tagline, making the invisible visible. So talk about that, the meaning behind that tagline, both for people in general and most importantly, people with disabilities.
Okay. Well, as far as making the invisible visible, I founded Sprout, which is a nonprofit organization, in 1979 in New York City. And basically what Sprout does, the large program that we run, is a travel program for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We run a year-round vacation program where there's 10 participants, 3 Sprout leaders, and then they go on vacations all over the world. And it was a very exciting time. It started in 1979. The institutions were just closing down in the New York City and the New England area. So people were coming on our vacations that had never been out of the grounds of the institutions that they were living in for decades. And now we were taking them on vacations to Niagara Falls and Cape Cod, Disney World, all over. So the program just grew and grew. And at that time, making the invisible visible, it was true because people just never saw people with developmental disabilities out in the community.
Sure.
So now all of a sudden we were taking them out, we were going on to vacation just like everyone else, we were eating at restaurants with everybody else, we were going on the activities that all the other tourists were going on. So we were really getting out into the community. And that's how the whole making the invisible visible started. And then what progressed from that was I came up with the idea of a vacation in 1995, where it was a 5-day vacation, and the first 10 participants that signed up would make up the cast, and we would shoot a film in those 5 days. And that was very exciting because it was just a wonderful opportunity for wannabe actors to get a chance to be an actor. And we started making films, and then I started making films after that. And every year, I made one short film with Sprout featuring people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So that was another way we started making the invisible list. Then we started showing the films, and that started getting a really great following. So then I came up with the idea of maybe we could have a film festival. And in 2003, we created the Sprout Film Festival in New York City. And we opened up a call for entries for films from all over the world, as long as they featured a person with IPD.
Sure.
And then we had a selection committee. We picked the best films from every year, and we started having a film festival. And that started growing and growing. And it's a slow growth, but it is growing.
Sure.
But the nice thing that happened was agencies from across the United States started contacting me, asking me to bring the film festival out to them.
Yeah.
And that's how the touring film festival started. And that's been very exciting because we're going to cities all across the U.S.
Absolutely.
Presenting these films, which has been a wonderful, wonderful thing to do.
Yeah. And talk about how, the vacations and the making movie program, what have you seen develop in people with disabilities across New York and then taking the film festival to other states? What is the effect on them, I guess?
Well, there's effect on a lot of different ways. First is the effect on people participating in the making of the films.
Yeah.
you can just imagine, you know, a person that is always in the shadows and never really getting too much attention. Now all of a sudden they're making a film. They have a DVD where they're actually acting in a film. The self-esteem just goes through the roof. They show it to everyone they could possibly show it to. They watch it many, many times, and they feel much more confident in what they're able to do and much more comfortable with who they are because they're in a movie. They're a star in a movie. So and that way, it's been amazing. For the family members, it's been a very emotional trip as we go around and show these films at the different film festival. Much of the audience is made up of family members, and it just gives them, reinforces that they're not alone. Many other people are going through the same things that they're going through. And it just is a powerful emotional lift for them. And then the other group is what we call the general public, people that have nothing to do, the people outside the choir. It's hard to get them to come to see the films. However, we've been bringing the film festival into schools and to universities, because it's hard to get them to come to us.
Sure.
Because they have a block. They think it's going to be very boring, the film. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. But our films aren't like that. Our films are very uplifting and fun. So to bring it to people outside the choir has been a very, very positive addition, because it's a wonderful way to educate and enlighten people about people with disabilities.
Sure.
Because, as everyone knows, there's a lot of ignorance out there when it comes to intellectual and developmental disabilities. And film is just a wonderful, wonderful tool to use to educate and to bring about some social change. So all of these things together is just such a positive thing.
And when you talk about, you know, going to universities, going to schools and social change, has there been a change for you from when you founded Sprout in 79 to now? Is there much more of an inclusive sort of thing, or how do you feel about that?
I feel as though it's not enough. I feel as though I'm not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though there has been a change. But, you know, from 1979 to now, but we still have a long way to go. You know, we're still in the thick of the battle of just trying to get it accepted, trying to get people to be treated with respect, trying to be people, house people, even in films. You know, we're really upset about what our film festival is. When we show a narrative, which means that there's acting taking place in the film, we never show a film where there's a character in the film that has a developmental disability, but the actor does not have a developmental disability.
Sure.
We would never show those films.
Sure.
We would only show the film that the actor also has to have a developmental disability. Because it's very insulting, very insulting. I find it insulting to actors who have a developmental disability. It's as if they're not capable of playing those roles. They have to get a non-disabled actor to play those roles. It's very insulting. Should not be accepted by society, and they shouldn't be made anymore. You know, I can understand it. It's easier. It might be quicker. But the reality that's added when you have the actor with a disability in a film is just immeasurable. And it goes over so powerfully when we show these films. Because a lot of people just still need them to see characters on the screen acting to have developmental disabilities. So it's a wonderful, wonderful change, and but we still have a long way to go. It's still a battle. It's going to be a while before you still get to see a lot of these films at your local multiplex.
Sure.
You know, before they're accepted. So, but every little step, that's what we're taking.
Absolutely. And talk about when you started making these films. When you were casting actors with disabilities, what did you as you went through the process yourself? And you saw the effect on them. What effect did it have on you as a filmmaker?
Well, that's one of the extremely challenging things that I do when I make my films is there isn't any casting. We have a brochure that we put out with vacations. So there might be 200 vacations listed in our brochure. Niagara Falls, Pennsylvania, Dutch, Montreal, and then make a movie. It's the first 10 people that sign up on that trip that's the cast I'm going to be working with.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge because, you know, you may get nonverbal. You may get people that really don't even want to be there, but the parents are going on vacation and they have that week free, so they want them to go. So it's a challenge to that. But you also realize that there are people that really want to be actors, seriously want to take up acting. And there's just so few opportunities for them to do that. And what I do when I go around to present these film festivals at bigger cities around the United States, I always push the agencies to start their own filmmaking program.
Sure.
Film is such an amazing therapeutic tool. And we all have dance therapy, music therapy, art therapy. The time has come for film therapy. So my goal is to have more and more organizations start within themselves to make films. The positive results will be enormous for everyone involved. So it's happening. It's wonderful because a lot of times we'll do a film festival at some city. The next year when I go back to do the film festival again, we'll open it up with a short film that they made locally, you know, featuring actors with developmental disabilities, and that's been amazing. And that's happening more and more. So it's coming along. It's slowly coming along.
Oh, I appreciate your time, because this is something that, I mean, obviously my viewers know now that I have a disability, but when I happened on Sprout, I was like, wow, this is amazing. What you do for people with disabilities is just amazing. You're kind of changing the tide. But when you take people with disabilities on these vacations, what's it do for them when they're in Montreal, Canada, or Greece, or, I mean, there's so many places and countries, but why give them that worldview?
Well, I think everyone deserves it. Everyone should have the opportunities that everyone else has. And the one thing that we do is we only work with small groups. We don't take large busloads of 50 people and we only work with a group of 10 participants and 3 leaders. So when you walk into a restaurant with 10 participants, 3 leaders, it's like a bunch of friends walking into a restaurant. When you walk in with a bustle of 50, it just has a negative result to the people in the restaurants. And that's one thing we're trying to fight against. We want the people to be seen as individuals, because they are. So we keep our groups small, and that's a big plus. Because it just shows respect toward them, and they feel more like they're just on vacation with a few friends and having a wonderful time.
Sure.
So and also they have a bunch of different vacations to pick from. So some people just like to go to Lake George every year. Some people like to go to different places every year. So it kind of changes. And then the thing that we put a lot of importance into is our leaders. We are constantly searching for leaders, interviewing, training, selecting, and they have to go through a whole process before we feel that they're a Sprout leader, because the bond that's created between the leaders and the participants is very important, and it's very important to the participants also. They have a really nice relationship develops. So it's something that we find that's very important on our travel program.
And talk about, is there any personal story that you can tell me that sticks out in your head?
Well, we get a lot of letters from parents and from case managers just saying how different the person is from being on these trips. Yeah. How much they're just so more outgoing now. They're talking to people about the places they've been to, the things that they've done, the people that meet along the way. It just opens up a whole new world of things that they've never done before. And another important chapter of our trip vacation program is we don't go into a camp in the woods, which how many places do, and that's how it used to be. You know, vacations for people with disabilities used to be a camp in the woods, and that was it. Now that we don't do anything like that. Everything we do in the community with everyone else.
If somebody is listening to this podcast, and there will be a lot of people that do, then they want to get involved in helping Sprout continue to do what you do, because it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How do they do that?
Well, if you go to our site, the standoutofthegoatsbreath.org, that has our vacation program. It has our Sprout Film Festival site. It has our touring film festival site. It also has another program that's very interesting. I don't know if you had a chance to check it out. It's called Sprout Flicks. I named it. I kind of stole the name from Netflix, Brentwood Sprout Flicks. And it basically came about because I was going around showing these films. And most people that I bring these films around to across the United States, people that have been working in this field for decades, had no idea that these films exist.
Yeah.
They just had no idea that all these entertaining films, music videos, short documentaries, little narratives existed. So they want to buy them. So we started a distribution program where we sell these films on Sproutflix. And many of these films have a free stream. So people can go to sproutflix.org and see 100 films, free streams of just amazing films that I think they would really enjoy and be touched by. So that's what I would suggest they do, is just jump in, look at all our different programs, and then see how they feel as though they would like to be involved.
Well, Anthony, you know what? I can tell through the phone even about your passion, and thank you so much for taking the time today to interview with me. Your passion is remarkable. What you're doing is remarkable. Your team, I cannot even express enough how appreciative I am for Sprout. Thank you so much for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.